The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
The ancient prophecies of the Bible foretell the coming of a man in our day who will have a devastating and catastrophic impact on the world. The Apostle Paul called him the man of sin, and his influence will be felt all over the world, bringing deception and death to every corner of the globe. The Bible and history demonstrate that his system of manipulation and deception is already in place. Can you recognize it? Who is this individual? What does the Bible reveal about him? And what should we do with that knowledge? Join us today on Tomorrow's World as we answer the question, who is the prophesied man of sin? Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. It's good to have you here. Your Bible describes certain individuals who are prophesied to arrive on the world scene in the days just ahead of us and who will have a devastating impact on life as we know it for literally every human being on the globe. These individuals and their actions will impact you and your family, me and my family. No living, breathing soul on earth will be able to avoid their power and influence. Frankly, they will wield the most destructive powers earth has ever seen unleashed by mankind, and they will be servants of Satan the devil. The Apostle Paul mentions one of these individuals in a prophetic passage in one of his letters to the Thessalonians, where he calls him the man of sin. Today on Tomorrow's World, we're going to investigate what the Bible has to say about this man of sin so that you can be aware of what to expect, what you should look for, and what you should do to protect yourself and your family. Because as we will demonstrate, the corrupt system supporting this man of sin is already well established and in place. We'll also offer you one of our most popular prophetic booklets, Who or What is the Antichrist? You'll want a free copy for yourself, so be ready to note the information you'll need to request this eye-opening booklet. Concerning the man of sin, we read about him in a passage beginning in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception, among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, there is a lot here to unpack, but let's focus first on some very quick points. We should notice that this man of sin, also called here the lawless one, is consumed by the breath of the returning Jesus Christ and destroyed with the brightness of his coming. Clearly, this human being is alive and in power at the time Jesus Christ returns to earth, to be destroyed at the time of the Lord's return in the years just ahead of us. Now, Paul says that this man of sin comes with the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He'll display amazing powers and what seem to be miracles empowered by God, but they will in reality be empowered by Satan the devil for his evil purposes of deception and destruction. Only one other individual in prophecy is explicitly described as actively performing such signs and wonders. In the book of Revelation, he's called the false prophet. In chapter 13, beginning in verse 13, we're told of this false prophet. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Can you imagine what it'll be like to see a mortal man, perhaps simply with a word, cause a rain of fire to fall from the heavens at his command? He will have the attention of the entire world. Revelation 13 describes how this man of sin, this false prophet, will use his demonic wonder-working powers to cause the world to worship another, the infamous beast of Revelation. We'll say more later in the program about the intimate relationship between the man of sin, or false prophet, and the beast of Revelation. But first, it might surprise some of our viewers that such supernatural signs and wonders could be worked by this man of sin and false prophet. Aren't such miracles only possible by God's power? The Bible says no, that is not the case. In fact, a miracle-working precursor to the future man of sin, but in ancient times, was Simon the sorcerer, often called Simon Magus. He's described in the book of Acts in chapter 8 and verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him, because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. Simon Magus was a sorcerer and not a man of God at all, though the people thought he was so. His power to work signs and wonders came not from God, but from the devil. The man of sin will be the same. And the wonders he will work will grab the attention of the entire world in the days just ahead of us. We've barely gotten started, and there's much more to discuss. But before we go further, I need to make sure that you have an opportunity to request this week's eye-opening offer, our free booklet, Who or What is the Antichrist? This mysterious figure has been discussed and speculated about for centuries. But using your own Bible, this booklet will clearly lay out the identity of the Antichrist and the identity of the religious system he will force upon the world, a religious system that exists today and is actively involved in world affairs now. You need this astonishing free booklet. Request your copy today.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we highlighted that the man of sin would use startling, demonically empowered miracles to deceive the world. As was the case for Simon the sorcerer in the first century, people will see these miracles and assume that the great power of God himself exists within the man of sin, the devil's end-time false prophet. Related to this, Paul's prophecy in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2 says something quite startling about the pretensions of this man of sin. In verse 4, Paul says that this individual opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That is some presumption. The Greek word translated here, oppose, indicates an opposition to God, just as the word antichrist indicates an opposition to the Messiah. And in fact, 2 Thessalonians actively contrasts the coming of the lawless one, the man of sin, in verse 9, against the coming of the Lord in verse 8. That's two comings. One is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other is the one who opposes him, the Antichrist. What audacity this individual will have. Pretensions to godhood have been common in many world leaders and dictators throughout history, and this individual will be an extreme example of such vanity. But this religious leader won't be alone. The beast of Revelation as well will have his own pretensions to godlike authority. This future military power's private thoughts are revealed in Daniel 11, where he is called there the King of the North. There it says that he similarly thinks of himself as the ultimate authority in the world, saying in verses 36 and 37 that he exalts himself above every god. In chapter 2 of Daniel, the empire of the military political beast power is described as being like a mix of iron and clay, symbolizing people and nations who do not mix well together. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. Because of this volatile mixture of peoples, the military-oriented beast power will need the religious influence of the man of sin to bind the people together. Revelation 13 describes this false religious prophet using signs and wonders that he's able to do through the power of the devil, such as calling fire down from heaven, to influence the people of the world to worship the beast, just as ancient Romans worshiped their emperors. However, while the beast needs this false prophet to help unify his kingdom, the man of sin needs the beast power as well. Several prophecies of the Bible explain that this man of sin desires to suppress the truth of God and persecute the true church of God. As Daniel 7 and verse 25 says of this false prophet, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. This time, times and half a time, or 3.5 years, represents the period of the great tribulation and the day of the Lord to come upon the earth, during which many true Christians will be martyred at the command of this false religious leader. And yet the man of sin, the false prophet, will not have the ability to accomplish such atrocities himself. Rather, he will use the raw military power and political resources of the beast to accomplish his diabolical purposes. In the times just ahead of us, the result of this unholy marriage between false Christianity of the man of sin and the raw military might of the beast power that will produce more suffering and slaughter than the world has ever seen before. This dangerous dance of presumptuous powers is powerfully pictured in Revelation chapter 17, where the beast is pictured in all of its military and secular glory, yet it is not the true power, for a woman, a prostitute, is shown riding the beast. The woman maneuvering and manipulating the beast power behind the scenes is described in Scripture as Mystery Babylon, the religious system of the Antichrist, drinking the blood of the martyrs that she has used the beast power to persecute, much like the bloody Inquisition of ages past, but far surpassing them. Next, I want to discuss how the religious system of the man of sin is in place today, right now, and already has multiple millions in its sway. But first, I need to give you another opportunity to request our free booklet, Who or What is the Antichrist? This booklet will go into the details of both the Bible and history to help you identify the Antichrist himself. While others simply wonder about this mysterious evil figure in prophecy, you can know who he is and recognize him the moment that he steps onto the world scene. God wants you to know who this man is. Don't risk missing out on getting this vital information. Request your free copy today.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. We are discussing the prophesied man of sin, and we have discussed how he will use signs and wonders to deceive and to point the world to worship the one known as the Beast of Revelation, all the while heading up a religious system that rides that beast, manipulating and using the worldly, political, and military powers of the beast for his own desires. And we've seen how the conflict of the selfish interests between these two powers will lead to a very destructive conclusion. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 7, tells us, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." And as we've seen so far, lawless one will be a fitting name for this false prophet who encourages idolatry, false worship, and the breaking of God's commandments. This vital aspect of the man of sin will help us to identify today the religious system that he will enforce upon the world. Recall what we had read in Daniel chapter 7. "He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law." This religious power will seek to persecute true Christians who do not follow its dictates or who reject its teachings. The false church of this man of sin claims the right to override the law of God revealed in the Bible and to do, as the passage says, change times and law. The lawlessness of the man of sin is one of rejecting God's law and replacing it with his own. He will shun the things God commands us for our good, and he will teach obedience to a man-made system of commands. He will declare null and void the sacred worship days of Scripture, such as the Sabbath and the biblical holy days, and will substitute a different system of worship and holidays, as Daniel said, changing times and law. We see the man of sin described symbolically in Revelation 13. "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon." we see that he looks like a lamb, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. But what he says, what he teaches, what he commands doesn't reflect the lamb, but the dragon, Satan the devil. His religion will be an unholy mixture of some Christian-sounding teachings and principles with subtly unbiblical pagan influences. Back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul calls the man of sin's counterfeit Christianity the mystery of lawlessness and says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work." The Apostle John also wrote in the first century to say that this lawless false Christianity is already being put in place in his day. For instance, in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, John says, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." That's right. Even in John's day, shortly after the very foundation of the true church, another false version of Christianity was also being founded. The Apostle Paul described it as preaching another Jesus and a different gospel. John says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3 that the spirit of the final Antichrist was indeed coming, but was already in the world of his day and already corrupting many in the church. He says in 2 John that many such Antichrist deceivers were already in the world, preaching that Jesus Christ does not live in the lives of Christians, the lives of obedience that he lived on earth. The writings of Paul, John, and others make it clear that this false, deceptive system that began in their day would continue throughout time into our own day, and that it would be by far the dominant version of Christianity at the end. While the man of sin, the final head of this religious institution, will perform amazing signs and wonders before Christ's return, these verses make plain that the religious teachings he will spread and enforce are being taught today in the guise of Christianity. Those teachings will lay the foundation of ultimate deceit in the days just ahead. And those who resist them, as it says in Scripture, those who love the truth will be mercilessly martyred without God's protection. And those things are being taught in pulpits and religious services all across the world right now. You don't have to wait until you see signs and wonders from this end-time individual, by which time it may be too late to untangle yourself from those teachings and deceptions. You can understand the subtle but utterly false teachings for yourself now, for the sake of your life, your family's life, and your walk with God. Your free booklet today, Who or What is the Antichrist?, uses your Bible and the pages of history to show you the teachings of this man of sin in detail, exposing the Antichrist and his false church in no uncertain terms for what they truly are. It will give you exactly the kind of deep, rich detail that you need that we simply can't explain in our short program today. Request your free copy today.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. The individual we've been discussing today, the prophesied man of sin, will be one of the most powerful and deceptive human beings to ever live. As we have pointed out, he'll be empowered by Satan the devil to do astonishing signs and wonders, even calling fire down from the sky at his word. All of this will be used to deceive the world into joining with the coming military, political, economic powerhouse, the beast of Revelation, and causing all to worship that beast. However, the man of sin will be the true power behind the throne, unifying the nations for the beast and using its worldly powers to persecute the true church of God and to force its lawless version of Christianity upon the world. The result will be some of the bloodiest and most terrifying years the world has ever seen. Many will fall for this false prophet's deception. His message will sound Christian. He will seem Christ-like. But those who carefully pay attention to what he teaches will look past the Satan-powered miracles and signs and will see that what he is truly teaching is to break the law of God. It'll be a message promoting lawlessness. And as 1 John 3:4 says plainly and clearly, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. It is already happening now, my friends. You can either fall for the deception yourself, or you can fight back with the truth. And as we noted earlier, the Apostle Paul said those who perish were those who did not receive the love of the truth. Our program today has truly only introduced this fascinating prophesied individual to you, but our free booklet will do so much more. Please don't forget to request your own free copy. And don't forget to join us again right here next week. Roderick Meredith, Richard Ames, Rod King, and I will be right here to share with you the prophecies and truths of your Bible that others can't or won't. And join the thousands flocking to our website, Facebook page, or Twitter feed as well. Until we see you again next week, please pray for us as we pray for you. Until we see you next time, take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.